Becky Hollis, Blossom Digital, welcome to InTune Radio.
Hello.
A showcast that's beaming to the nation. And we're all about business. We're all about sort of encouraging aspirational thoughts, entrepreneurship, younger people. I cannot believe you're only 23 and you've had one business for about 6 years, I think, and a new business started this year. Quite an amazing feat. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, Becky?
Thank you. So yes, I run two businesses. I've had a big beauty business for 6 years and I've been doing nails and lashes in the local area. I've just trained as an educator, so I can now offer accredited courses, which is really exciting. And then, yeah, I set up Blossom Digital, which is a digital marketing agency, in March this year in lockdown. After freelancing, doing a few little bits for some businesses in Shrewsbury for 5 years, I thought, do you know what? I need to set this all up properly, start actually promoting my services. It's something that I really enjoy. And yeah, it's kind of gone from there.
Wow.
Absolutely fantastic. And say, and as Wayne said, you know, so young. It makes me feel very old.
I know. So you started when you were, what, 17?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing. I'm just 17. I was never thinking about doing anything that sort of grown up. But
I know. Fantastic. I think, what was I doing at 17? I think I was working in a pub at 17. I started DJing, funnily enough, when I was probably about 18 or 19. Very, very badly. I can't believe, 17, setting up your own business is quite a feat. And I think it's probably a reflection of today's environment. Because, you know, to some degree, I suppose, it's a lot easier to set business up because we've got the reach of the internet. And, you know, back in the day, you probably used to knock on doors and phone and you know, you didn't have all of these kind of long reach outreach strategies right at your fingertips, like social media and so forth, Becky.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it definitely started off with sort of a lot of word of mouth. Facebook was a big one for me, but now Instagram's completely taken over that. So
interesting. Yeah.
A younger audience maybe on Instagram, do you think? Or
Think so. Yeah. And I think you just get that bigger reach now because there's just so many more people using Instagram and tagging you in their photos and their stories. And then, the word just gets around. So Instagram is really good for leads now.
Wow. And Darren, I believe, didn't you do some, your past was in beauty therapy?
Yes. I mean, I've been a voiceover artist, many years ago, 3 years. But before that, I had a beauty therapy business for just over 20 years. I decided that that was the job I wanted to do. And I set up part-time, I trained for 2 years. And then I set up part-time. I had a job in a Shoe City, actually. Do you remember Shoe City that opened up in the Meal Retail Park? Of course, you were still over in.
I was in Birmingham.
You were over in Birmingham, weren't you? But anyway, it was a brand new shop when the retail park was just opened, and I had a job there, and I worked part time there and did my training. And then when I set up my beauty therapy business, I still worked at Shoe City as a Shoe salesperson, and then had built up my clients slowly, and then eventually I had enough to be able to give up the shoes and just look at people's bare feet and toenails.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I hope you haven't started eating your lunch or dinner or tea.
Sorry about that. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I did I did that for 20 years. But,
Wonderful. So Becky, I mean, thank you for spending time with us. So you've got a... this is our launch show, and you know we're focusing on great tips, really. Something that you would really advise somebody consider if they're setting up in business themselves. And we'd like to know rather what your thoughts were. You know, what would your massive kind of big tip for launching a business would be?
So I would say definitely investing in you. And there's kind of two ways you can go about this. So one, it's investing in your well-being and just looking after yourself. Uh-huh. So doing what you enjoy, taking those times for yourself, looking after yourself through like good food, exercise, enough sleep, whatever you like to do. And then also investing in your education, so continuing to learn and grow. And you can do this through kind of following people that inspire you and that you aspire to be.
Yes.
And also looking at things like membership programs, business coaches, things like that, really.
I must admit, I like you saying about looking after yourself. I think it's very easy when you start in business to be so, you know, you're passionate about it, you've got all these great ideas, and you can end up, that's all you do. You just, yeah. every day, yeah, you wake up in the morning and you think, right, what am I going to do to drive my business forward? And it is, I certainly personally have found it very easy to get completely like one track mind, basically, that's all I think about all day long, really, if you like. And even when I should be thinking, oh, I'm sitting in front of the telly, or, you know, with my husband, or, you know, downtime, is you're still thinking. And I know that, you know, some, you know, sort of business people might say that's how you ought to be. But personally, I think that can be really stressful. And it's something that people should really, you know, think of stepping back from doing that, because it's a very easy route to go down.
Definitely. Yeah, you have to get that balance, because otherwise it just will, you'll burn yourself out and you'll be no good to anybody.
Yeah, exactly. And also to your to family as well. I found it's, I'm sure your family have, you know, have been terribly supportive and so proud. Your parents must be so proud of you.
Definitely, yeah.
Wasn't there? I mean, did they have any sort of, you know, business history, or, you know, could they help you at all setting up your business, or you know?
So my dad's kind of like a project manager, so he's very good at sort of the strategy side of things. Mm-hmm. And then my mum's in HR, so she runs her own business, and then she's very good, well, she used to be very good with like writing CVs, interview techniques, all of that, and then now she's really good at the kind of the HR side of things, and making sure that everything's legal.
that's really
handy to have those to bounce off, you know, and to definitely help motor things further forward. Definitely. Yeah. And as you say, getting things done right. I think, you know, we can all have some ideas and want to do things. And sometimes we can rush into them. You can kind of say, oh, we're market testing to some degree. You can kind of say, oh, this is a pilot or, you know, but I think unless you kind of take those steps back and do things properly, you'll probably find yourself, if your service or your products are popular, not having the time to go back and do it properly. It can be a real pull and a stretch, and may even cost more to do so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's why I wanted to get kind of all the fundamental basics sorted before I started getting busier, because then I know that, you know, as it grows, hopefully I've got everything in place.
Yes, definitely. And the business coach aspect, that again, for a young, I say young, you know, some people might even find you old at 23. not many though. You know, it's really interesting that you've focused on investing in yourself in that aspect as well. You know, you've got good parents around you by the sounds of it. They've got great experience, but you're still wanting an independent voice.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I found my coach. I actually interviewed her for my dissertation. So it kind of started from there. And she was just somebody that I absolutely aspired to be. You know, she's a complete expert in her field and she is just brilliant at what she does. And then when I saw that she offered, you know, this kind of academy, it's a monthly fee and you get, you know, coaching calls, you get a Facebook page where you support each other, hold each other accountable, you get courses that you can take. So it just keeps on. I just don't think my business would be where it is without that, because it just keeps progressing you.
Yes.
That's really interesting, because it is so, especially if you're setting a business on your own and it is just you, it can feel very, you know, it's exciting, etc. But yeah, you're just on your own and you can feel rather sort of, oh, crikey, what next? You know, it's all very well, you know, seeing advice and reading advice and all this sort of thing, but to actually have somebody else supporting you and being like a, you know, a mentor or say a coach. I'd say personally, I've, you know, say when I set up my beauty therapy business 20 years ago, well, over 20 years ago, I really did it all myself. And I look back and think, actually, it would have been, to be fair though, thinking about it now, like we were saying about the internet, of course, things are so much, there are so many more opportunities out there for, you know, say meeting business coaches, et cetera. So if I was setting up a business, like that, I would definitely take that advice.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's not that you... Oh, sorry.
No, go on. Fire away, Becky.
I was going to say, it's not that you have to also invest that money if that's not something that you can do right now. You can just invest your time in following those people and seeing what they're up to and keeping up to date with them. It's not like I'm saying, you know, you have to join their membership. But, you know, a good place to start is to just find them.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I must admit, I every morning as part of my routine, because that's another thing I think, like you were saying about the looking after yourself business, I think it's really important to have a morning routine. And part of mine is actually to watch motivational videos. As I'm, you know, getting up in the morning, I go on YouTube and I watch, you know, say motivational things on YouTube, which helps me. I mean, it might sound stupid, it might sound ridiculous. Some people will say, oh God, I can't stand things like that. But to me, to my mind, it gives me a good mindset first thing in the morning. And
I think you're right. And I think, you know, it is, over time, you might not necessarily know what you need when you need it. But I think over time, as things evolve and things move further forward, and you probably are in communication with different people that may well have some influence on, well, this works for me, maybe try something like this. And I think keep being open-minded about those kind of aspects, you know, that can help influence and better. I mean, you know, essentially we're kind of talking about bettering yourself, you know, as time moves on. And I think it's kind of easy for people who are employed. I'm not saying everybody who's employed takes it easy, but it's very easy to kind of think, well, you go to work, you do your job, and you go home, and home is separate. And people are fine cracking on like that, and it's perfectly normal. But I think if you're in business for yourself, you probably have got to look at a few different aspects, and some of those are going to have to be looking after yourself and looking at influencing to move yourself further forward, so you're constantly progressing.
And it's really hard to kind of separate, you know, life from work sometimes when it's your own business, because you don't have those set hours, and, you know, you probably, some of us do work from home. So it's trying to separate those two so that you get that balance. And it is hard. Like, I still haven't fully accomplished that, but, you know.
I don't think you ever will. That's the thing. You know, there'll always be things, crossovers, you know, different things. But as long as your mindset is like, well, you know, I know what I can handle over here and over here. And never the twain shall meet, as they say, but occasionally they will. And, you know, it's clear focus, really, and understanding day-to-day life, really, and how that will affect you going forward. So I think, you know, you're focusing on very much the right things by the sounds of it, and an absolute advocate for young entrepreneurship, Becky.
Absolutely. Oh,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us, Becky. Becky could be reached through our website. Send us an email, info@intune-radio.co.uk. Becky, thanks for joining us. Becky's around for advice, so by all means, send us an email. We'd love to hear from some young people who are setting up in business who want a little bit of an insight to maybe what they're doing, how they can do it. Becky is your person, and she's also running a very successful beauty therapy business, setting up courses and doing digital media. Becky, thank you so much for joining us.